January 26, 2024. Something better has arrived. Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and the worst tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." Matthew 9:14 through 17. Now there are a few things I'd like to point out for us to think on today. There are four. Number one, questions that lead to freedom. Now these disciples had confusion. They couldn't make sense why the men with Jesus didn't follow what they were being taught themselves from their leaders, from John, which is a good lesson to learn. When you have questions, seek the word of God. Seek all of Scripture in order to have freedom where freedom is given, and to have discretion when discretion is needed. To have a level life is to have a Scripture and Christ-focused life. And the other lesson is that even the earthly teachers who we follow may have missed the mark in how they view Scripture. They might be missing something. They might be missing Christ. They may not have the thought. They may not have thought it through, or only followed what they had heard from their teacher and then passed it on to us. We must always be reading Scripture in order to be certain. Thoughts of men are helpful, but what you find in Scripture is certain. And the last point of this thought is I'd like to point out that in everything we learn in Scripture, we must not miss how it relates to Christ. He is the point and the way to freedom. All of Scripture points to Him. The law by itself will only crush a man and leave him enslaved to self-righteousness. We see this in the Pharisees. Without Christ, we end up being sad and fasting when we don't have to. We do many things we think are important but may not be. Joy and rejoicing was available, but they missed it, and we miss it. We must be on guard against this. So read your Bible, see Christ, and the joy He offers. So number one, questions that lead to freedom. Number two, not a time to be sad. See, many men are so focused on the rules and the system that they miss the reality. They go to church every Sunday and always leaving with no change, always focused on secondary things and missing Christ. And the thing is, do we realize that if we focused on Christ alone and love Him above all, that everything would fix itself? We focus on discipleship and giving and small groups and paying off this and that and who's serving where and who's missing and who needs to be replaced, and all along, we run ourselves dry and miss Christ when He's the focus. You make a man love Christ, and you make a man who loves the church. And if he loves Christ and his people, be sure all these other things will fall into place. All the Old Testament points to Christ, and so when Christ appeared, we should have expected pure joy. But instead, we see a strict obedience and pushing away from Christ. And the lesson is plain. We are easily distracted and miss what's important. On purpose and not on purpose. We do it without even knowing, because we get so caught up in the work that we miss the purpose or the point. You see, when Christ showed up, the time for sadness was put on hold. Fasting for God to make things different or to send the Savior at this moment was like asking for a tow truck when your car is parked on the street, ready to go. Life had entered the world. A new day, a new righteousness, a freedom, a new joy. All of what they've read had been pushing to this day, this man. And yet when this day arrives, men are still carrying on as normal and worried about the same things. This isn't time for sadness. This is a time to rejoice. Yet they missed it. Indeed, we still miss it. When we read Isaiah 62:5 or Hosea 2:19-20, and when they read it, they didn't see Christ, the bridegroom, and so they are found fasting and confused and asking him questions. Which brings me to point number 3, the bridegroom. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Isaiah 62:5. And then Hosea 2:19-20. And I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. See, the coming of Christ should invoke in us and in them the joy as we find when we are at a wedding or about to get married, as a bride with her husband. But do we see the relationship Christ is offering or proclaiming for us here in this passage? He says a bridegroom to a bride. Do you see how close that is? What is Christ for you today? Is he some distant being you hope is happy with you? Does he care for you? Well, the message is clear. Here, read it slow. Not as a distant document for someone else. What he was then is what he is now. Christ is the one to look, who took your place on the cross. The punishment you deserve, he took. We read Matthew 6, that he supplies what we need from day to day. We read Hebrews 4:15, that he knows our weaknesses. He's a bridegroom who knows your pain. He lived then. He lived it. He takes your persecution and pain personal. He said to Paul, who was persecuting the church, "Why do you persecute me?" The things done wrong to you, he knows about and will deliver you. We are the Lamb's wife, Revelation 19:7. This is the bridegroom we're facing right now. It's here for all who put their faith in Christ. Do you see it? Do you believe it? So next, last point, point number 4. The new wine is here. The old wine and the skin are past. Reality is here. The shadow of the thing to come has given birth. The righteousness and forgiveness has come. And these disciples were so close to the new joy that they could have touched it. Jesus answers with the authority to give life. Jesus' answer was one that gave life and that gave joy. Don't fast, my friends, when life itself is in front of you. Don't keep trying to keep rituals and trying to earn God's favor. The bridegroom has come. The old is fading away and the new is available for all who trust in him. Drink the new wine. Enjoy what's plain and what is life. And with this, have a happy Friday.